Blog Talk Radio.
This is CD Talk Music, the best radio show in the DMV. This is CD Talk Music, the best radio show in the DMV.
Hi, this is Petey, and this is Petey Talks Music. I have with me today a returning guest, Rapmaster Sean.
Hey, what's going on? How y'all been doing?
Awesome. So, how have you been?
I've been real good. I've been working and just getting myself through and pursuing my career and just moving forward, basically. How have you been? How you been doing?
I've been good. A little sick, but I've been good. I'm alive. So I'm happy about that.
That's good to hear. That's good to hear.
Hey, so for those people that don't know you, what is your label name if you're part of the label?
Actually, like I said, I'm actually opening up my own company, independent company in April. It's called Takeover Mile Productions. And, yeah, we just couldn't be in Gather Golden Ticket. We're also been working with as an artist, and he's my co-owner. I'm just going to get a group once April comes around, and that's it.
Okay, awesome. I'm sounding like a little Usher there.
Yeah.
So what is the magic formula for your success?
A magic formula. I didn't catch that last part. You said magic formula
for your success.
My success. Well, the first thing I figure is what are my obstacles, what I have to go through to get to my destiny or my final destination, what you call it. But that would be the first thing, and then I would just figure out plans. So some are gonna fail, some are gonna pursue. So you could try a different way and try a different path to get to your final destination and where you're trying to go to. That's the method I use, and it's been working with me. So, I mean, that's my magical way to success.
Okay, that's awesome. So how hard do you push yourself?
Like I mentioned a lot before, I really don't sleep often. I'm usually up probably like 19, 20 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, I'm always constantly working, I'm moving forward, talking to my manager, just keep pursuing on the music career. And I'm trying to, I have huge plans for myself, and I need to get started moving forward. And that's the reason why I barely sleep.
Okay. So do you think in the industry there is a battle of the sexes?
You say that one more time?
In the music industry, do you think that there is a battle of the sexes?
Honestly, the way I see it, I mean, the way it shows when they go against, like, the sexes when they go against each other is, like, yes, because it's like, okay, oh, girls got bars too, but guys got bars. And kind of like the men will always have bars. And there's a few girls that do have bars. But the other way I see it is it really depends where you come from and how you represent yourself. That's how I see it. Because I know a few female artists in D.C. that can spit for days. And I know a few in Maryland that are kind of shitty but can spit too. You can, like, it depends on where you come from, how you represent yourself.
Definitely.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. So do you think that we as Americans put too much emphasis on competition when it comes to that?
It depends on the event or, like, what the main objective or topic is when it comes in between them two sexes, I guess, either going against each other or figuring out which sex is better within the style of rap. I don't know what they call it, but, that's basically how I see it. Cause I mean, the thing is, it doesn't matter if you're a girl or a guy, if you got bars and you got a story to tell and you've been through that story, then I respect you. And I see how, even if you're not the most, like, impressive image or, like, having the best word choice, you're still showing that this is where I came from and this is where I'm trying to go. And that just proves respect right there. That's basically how I see it.
Okay. So what do you think you would be doing if you weren't doing the music thing?
I would be a motivational speaker. That's what I'll be doing.
Oh, well, why would you choose that?
Because, I mean, honestly, there's a lot of people in this world that are kind of like, they don't know where they're going, kind of. I mean, I don't want to talk about everybody, but it's like, this is how, like, my opinion, like, this is how I see it. Because, I mean, I talk to a lot of people when I go partying, just going out in public, just talking to people in general. And I'm like, this is a bit of a conversation, like, where do you want to go in life? What are you doing with your life? And some people are like, oh, I'm in college and I'm still stuck in college. I'm just like, in high school, you should have thought about what I want to do. Because, I mean, you're spending money on college, but it's like,
you don't know exactly what you want to do.
Yeah. Exactly. So I'm like, that's why it's kind of, it's weird. So, I mean, that's how I see it, but it's like, that's how I want to be a motivational speaker, because I want to talk about where I came from. Because I've been through a lot. A lot of people have been through a lot, but it's like, I've been through some really tough, like, shocking things, and nobody would understand. That's what I'm saying. So it's like, that's why I want to be a motivational speaker, if that comes along my way.
Interesting. Okay. So how do you feel about censorship in music?
You said, say it one more time.
Censorship. Like, basically not being able to say exactly what you want to because you feel that other people might take it wrong.
I got you, I got you. I mean, honestly, like I said, image and character is everything.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people look up to musicians because of our stories and our background and everything. But, I mean, it really depends. It really depends how you're trying to show yourself. It depends on the person. Because, again, we're all human beings. We're not perfect.
Yeah.
But, again, you have – cause somebody can come up to you, you have to watch out for what you're saying when it comes to figure of speech. Because, I mean, you might say something and end up on this paparazzi, ends up flashing it, and ends up in the newspaper, and everybody's looking at you like, why?
Why? Yeah.
You don't even know. Like, that's what I'm saying. It's, you got to watch what you're saying when you get up there.
Definitely. And I definitely agree with that.
Yeah.
So, do you ever censor yourself?
Me, I mean, I try to remain humble. That's what I do. I don't like to stress out. If I do, like, get a little, like, angry or have bad anxiety, if I get up through my anxiety, I just kind of leave some myself alone for a little bit, take a walk, and just calm down. And I'm like, there's no point of this. I'm bigger than this, and I have a huge life ahead of me. That's how I look at it. Whenever I get, like, negative or bad vibes on something, and it just brings me back up.
Well, have you ever written anything and then decided that it was a little too harsh?
I have a couple times, yes, because I kind of like, I don't like to use too much aggressive rap. I like the good vibes, kind of like I said, motivational speaking, like advice. That's why my artist wrote a song, mainly an advice rap song, because of the verses I've spoken to in the hook. That's what I mainly like to like look toward, because aggressive rap is like causes beef, a lot more people hating, which I'm not trying to look at right now. If you get what I mean.
Okay. Well, let's go to our current event part of the show. So, recently, Kanye West has made a diss track against his ex, Amber Rose. What do you think about, well, how do you feel about making diss tracks against your ex-significant others? Do you think it's an okay thing to do?
I mean, I haven't personally heard it yet. I'm just hearing about this now. But, I mean, I honestly don't think it's right to do because you're just putting yourself down more and making yourself look dumb. It's just like, why are you putting a diss track against a singer who's a female and your ex? Like, that's just not cool. Like,
yeah.
I mean, you can just leave that to your private life and not even put that out there in your social media and singing or rapping life. That's what I mean. It's
definitely.
Just not.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that because I think that since he has gotten married and had kids, he should, you know, kind of, I'm not going to say go ahead and forget your past, but certain things you just don't need to really speak on because she also got married and had a kid and, yeah, she got divorced, but, I mean, she's living her own life, and I don't really think she cares about Kanye like that, you know?
Yes, yeah, I'm saying.
Yeah, so it's just, it's very interesting, I think. But I think it shows that he might have a little bit, you know, some little feelings that he hasn't really admitted to, I guess you could say.
Yeah, he hasn't really put it out. He's kind of keeping to himself, though. I mean, I kind of see that with his attitude and everything. It's just his impression when he comes up on stage and when he's in a music video. Like, his energy and impression is kind of like, he needs to smile more, put it that way. Like, he needs to smile more. He looks too angry sometimes.
Yeah, I miss the old Kanye West. Like, he was awesome when he first came out. But
exactly.
I think because of his mother's death, it kind of shook him a little bit, because after that, his music started to not be as, I don't know what the word for it is, but.
It's anger. It's just anger. That's what it is. It's just angry at the world or angry at something. I don't even know. It's just,
Yeah, definitely. Maybe he's angry at himself. Who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah. So are you planning any tours at all?
Well, I got my album releasing about 2 or 3 weeks from now, Endless Vibes. I haven't released it yet because we've been working on it. And just, we got to finalize it, me and JR, tomorrow, and pre-orders going next week. And it's just, there's a lot going on right now. So it's just, once I put that out, I'm going to Miami, having a couple of shows down there, and hopefully booking a tour within April, May. And then I'll be going on tour again within June, July, or August, somewhere in between the months. And, I'm going to do a little 25, 10 city tours here and there.
Okay. Well, congratulations, and I hope it all works out for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. No problem. All right, so let's get to your awesome song. So the first one is called God Bless America 1.
Yeah.
And tell me what inspired this song.
All right, this song is like, I've been seeing so much violence, and you know the whole thing about domestic violence and all that. It's just, I got sick of it. It's kind of like, I feel like the government's doing it. Like, for example, like I said, I recently quit cigarettes because I saw that I don't want to be a part of that. Like, God bless it, but the cancer, the whole cancer thing was saying that, okay, they're making money off of us because we have cancer. That's how I see it. Like, the government's like overruling the people, but they're trying to make the people fight each other for it. Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm like, God bless America. Like, we need to come together as one and stop all the overruling and overpowering, and I have more authority than you do, or something like that. Like, it's like between God and the devil. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
So it's like, that's why I was like, God bless America, but, you know, forget the politics, because the politics is just too much criticism, too much talking, too much no action.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Understandable. All right. So here it is, God Bless America 1 by Rapmaster Sean.
Elusive Orchestra.
and I might take flight. I'm the coldest younger rapper when I get up on the mic. A lot of people talk, but don't ever want to fight. So if I see you in the ring, you getting hooks like Mike Tyson. I've been on my grind, you niggas lying. So I apologize for all the rhyming, and I don't even know why y'all be trying. I wrote this high as fuck, man, I was flying. I came from the gutter, yeah, the belly of the beast. In the streets where niggas 15 carry heat. Don't speak back talking, you might catch 3 plus me. That's a quick combo, 2 feet. I'ma get it, put it on from my city, mad town, I'm committed. And you know I be the illest, if you real, then you feel it. I was born to make a killing when I get up in the building, cause you know I spit the realest. Now I'm on to a different flow. I work hard, fat man on ellipticals. And you know I got the juice, so I sit some more. And drop niggas like Bishop when he hits the flow. I'm doing this for my people to see through the evil. Grind hard for the living and for the deceased. Too, my heart is a prison, my mind is a kingdom. So it's my intention to feed on my whip.
God bless America, but fuck the politics. I'ma take over like I'm the president. Ain't no such thing as separation. I come from outer space like I'm an alien. God bless America, but fuck the politics. I'ma take over like I'm the president. Ain't no such thing as separation.
The murder like it's just David Guetta. My line so hot, they started writing me letters. It's my hotline playing, but my verse is even better. Fuck whoever hate, all I need is my mother. Representing my country like my blood brother. I support the truth in the army, they the one to protect us. We gotta show love to the one who serve us, you know what I mean. Fuck the drugs, money, weed, I keep it 100 on the track. Even though I'm high, I still get the verse right. Hitting my all at the best strike. Hit a home run like my country, I'm just taking this pride. Yeah.
God bless America, but fuck the politics. I'ma take over like I'm the president. Ain't no such thing as separation. We come from outer space like I'm an alien. God bless America, but fuck the politics. I'ma take over like I'm the president. Ain't no such thing as separation. I come from outer space cause I'm an alien. Yeah.
All right, that was God Bless America by Rapmaster Sean. So this next song is called Mary. Can you tell me what inspired this song?
Mary. All right, so basically, like I said, my co-owner of the company, JR the Golden Ticket, it's his track, but I'm featured on it. But Mary's basically saying that Mary Jane is that drug that me and him grew up to. Of course, like I never mentioned before, I'm a core Jamaican. That's in our blood. And same thing with my man, Javi, going ticket. So it's like, this is our thing. That's what inspires our music. Every time we write, when we hop in the studio, when we just getting our songs done, that's what puts us in our beast mode, in other words.
Mm.
So it's like, so we had to make a song called Mary. Every time I listen to the song when I'm cheaper, it gives me some weird vibes. It just gives me like some chill vibes going through my body. And how everybody felt that's talking to me about the song. So it's like, I got to put it out there more.
Okay. Well, here is Mary by Rapmaster Sean.
Always smoking palm trees, levitate to higher peaks, cloud nine, Mary got your dang get the root. Roll a J to go to sleep and then repeat to wake and bake. Living with this cuss cycle, I do whatever it takes. With a riff as a bow or a bomb of a pre-roll paper. Cigarellas and vapors, hybrids of all kinds. Cause doctor need the suit tailor. Hash, wax and crumbles, mix it with these edibles. Got the munchies for a lifetime. Faded off this pedestal. Open the mind of the earth within and see the vivid picture that depicts the world, the beautiful world of flowers and the scriptures. Growing up to get your mind right, another to relieve the stress. A couple more just to smoke, 20 more rip the feds apart. It's a crazy world we're living in. Find ourselves with Mary Jane. If we's a drug, they must be crazy. And it's time to make a change. Yeah, make a change. Remember the name, hundreds of strains that open your brain. Erase the pain.
I pull up to the plug, 30 in the dub. That Mary Jane for my double cup. Flying high on an airplane. I'm so insane, it's just a daily thing. Smoking Mary Jane, no more pain. I'm just a stoner, I am a stoner. If you're not official, then you're not the owner. Not the owner, but I can't stop. Got my mind in the zone. I'm on the road, Mary Jane got me on the flow. JR, Rap Master Sean, working on the low. Two stone rappers, rapping to get better. And my blunt's getting fatter, shouldn't even matter. Grinding, keeping my pocket a little fatter. But I got that Mary Jane, smoking on that strong strain. My head up in the game, bomb blunt paper. No offense, but I don't fuck with vapors. But Mary Jane is my bitch. So let's play around with it and then come back for a switch.
Mary Jane, come save me. Mary Jane, come save me. Mary Jane, come save me. Mary Jane, come save me.
All right, that was Mary by Rap Master Sean. All right, so this last song is called You Ain't About That Life. Please tell me what this is talking about.
You Ain't About That Life. You Ain't About That Life, meaning that everybody's talking about that you want to be a rapper nowadays, and not enough people have the right education to do it. Also, the shit they talk about in their rap music, they ain't about that. Everybody talking about pussy, money, weed, guns, but that's not reality right there. Because half the time you're sitting in the room, Instagram or on Facebook, you ain't doing all that shit. You talking about your music. So that's what I'm saying. You ain't about that life, but I actually grew up with that shit. I actually grew up partying and doing all that was my life. That's what I'm saying. So my father was a singer, his mom was a singer. All we do is party. That's what I'm saying. You ain't about that life, but I actually envisioned that as a child growing up.
Okay. Interesting. All right, so here is You Ain't About That Life by Rap Master Sean.
Yeah. Rap Master Sean.
Word.
You ain't about that life, huh? You ain't about that life. You ain't about that life, huh? You ain't about that life. You ain't about that life, huh? Yeah, yeah, yeah. You ain't about that life. I started from nothing, I'm slowly building up. They not a nigga like me, but I don't give a fuck. That rap life, that stone life, you ain't about it all. But when I'm on top, trust they all try to call. In the studio, every day, working on the tape, adding more to my play. But I got that Mary Jane to keep me wide awake, cause they ain't about that life. Not ready for the fight, not ready for me. On the spotlight, blowing trees, erasing all my memories, getting rid of all the people that I don't need. I seen a lot of different minds, but I'm trying to decide, should I move out of state or stay on the DMV line? Niggas ain't about that lie, smoking with plenty, sipping on Henny, but don't trust them at all. One day niggas got you, the next they be gone. I never put myself down, so I say so long, on to the next, just with the crew that hustles strong. I don't need no dowdiness, so be gone. Is this a grown man business? Is you with it? You ain't about that life, ho. You ain't about that life. You ain't about that life, ho. You ain't about that life. Blowing loud, rapping now, moving out that house. You ain't bout that life,
Golden.
You ain't bout that life.
You ain't bout that life,
nah.
You don't ever have the price right. Got to wait for the low. Pilot of the private flight. Stoner life got purple Sprite. Faded dreams in the spotlight. Golden ticket got Barry White. Oslo Ray Charles sight. Hitting with the venom, ain't no need for pretending unless they clenching at the jaw, knocking out competition. Presenting my life and times in these rhymes. Fucking opinion, soon I'll be trending. If you got a problem, better get that shit checked, cause you ain't about the life, talking out this side of your neck, and then a couple bullets to your neck. Blowing that loud wherever I go, no price for silent treatments. My team is taking over, 7 figures at the meetings. Me and Greece with all these fans, time to travel to these regions. All over the globe, like I feel the four seasons. If you doubt the life, then show that.
Show that.
Bonds over bullshit, know that.
Know that.
If you really got them bands, then prove it and throw that.
Throw that.
Mary Jane always rolled up. You can say I'm good on my medication. Golden ticket, rap master Sean. Damn right, we got dedication, little bitch.
You ain't about that life, ho. You ain't about that life. You ain't about that life, ho. You ain't about that life. Blowing loud, rapping now, moving out that house. You ain't about that life, huh? You ain't about that life.
All right, that was You Ain't About That Life by Rap Master Sean. So I want to thank you for coming on my show today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, too.
You're welcome. Good talk. Huh?
I said I love being on this show.
Oh, thank you. All right. So hopefully everybody will like us on Facebook and stay tuned for the next episode of PD Talks Music. All right. Hope everybody has a great day. And as we say every day, live, love, and laugh music. Goodbye, everyone.
Salute.
This is PD Talks Music, the best radio show in the DMV.